Yeah, I just had a friend got back from Wyoming. He was out there elk hunting. Stopped out there last week. Well, Wednesday of last week. Brought out some elk steaks, so I had elk steaks on the grill with them, and a couple of beer to wash it down, and a fire out on the deck, and things were good. He even left me a couple of packs of steak for later, so I've only got about 5 or 6 pounds of venison left in the freezer, and I was wondering, think about what I'm going to do to replenish the food supply for winter, too. Something else I got to deal with, damn it.
Well, I can help you contribute to that if you want some venison. So, from the end of the season, we do a bunch of does just to try to clear out some of the crop damage. But I wait till winter. I don't do the block permits because that's in the middle of the summer. Ain't nobody's going to hang them there, and we like to butcher them ourselves so we know where the hell the meat comes from and what meat you got. So we usually have plenty, so I'll keep you in mind. Or you can bring your tag over and shoot one yourself.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I used to do bow hunting. Went rifle hunting a few times, but I figure bow hunting is a more of a sportsman type hobby. Nice thing about bow hunting, you only usually get one shot. But everybody I know seems to like to go up to deer camp and get away from the YLs for a week or two. And usually when they are cruising back home, they swing through here and throw me 5 or 10 pounds of meat and two or three buddies that go up to the same place. So I get enough to get through the winter. And I could, I shot two out the back here in the back part of the land. They roam up and down the driveway. I got driveway alarms. And about 3 or 4 in the morning every night, the driveway alarms go off, and there's 4 or 5 of them wandering down to the neighbor's property. And I got sick. I used to get up there and grab the spotlight, shine out there and count them, but I already know. A couple of doe and a couple of yearlings, and I don't know where the bucks are at. Somebody shot one with a crossbow out in my yard there earlier, about a month ago. My neighbor come over and said, "Did you shoot a deer?" I said, "No, I didn't shoot a deer. Why?" He goes, "There's a dead deer in your yard, and it's got an arrow stuck in it." And I wandered out and looked at it, and he was over there, and he's like, "Check it out." So he called the DNR on him, and the DNR was here within an hour. I figured it'd be a day or 2 days before they showed up, but yeah. It was about 9 a.m. in the morning. They were out here and looking at the deer. They took the arrow out, and I'm like, "I don't know what you plan on doing with the arrow. Crossbow arrow, and you're not going to be able to track down where it came from." But they hauled the deer out to the road, put it next to the road, down the shoulder of the road, said somebody'd be there to pick it up, and they never came and picked it up. So now I got a dead deer on the shoulder of the road, and I don't even want to get near it to mow the yard out there by the road. So by winter, it'll be gone. But you would have thought if they're going to get rid of it, I would have dragged it across the road and threw it in the ditch.